there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Census 2021, conducted in England and Wales, reveals a slight increase in the Jewish population during the past decade, now numbering 271,000 as compared to 265,000 in 2011. This result represents 0.5% of the United Kingdom's total population. However, the Office of National Statistics has pointed out that the religion question is voluntary and that many in 2011 chose not to answer it as compared to this latest census exercise. 94% of the overall population in England and Wales, amounting to 56 million people, now chose to answer the religion question in 2021. Census surveys prove effective for many people, charities and organizations by providing accurate information of communities and individuals in need. Elderly care charities, for example, use the information to plan how many care home places are required in future, whilst children's charities use such information to identify how many Jewish children experience learning disabilities in different parts of England and Wales. President Donald Trump has found himself sitting at the wrong side of the table, so to speak, with an umbrella organization representing 2,000 prominent Orthodox Jewish rabbis calling on him to condemn and reject remarks made by anti-Semitic political activist Nick Fuentes and rapper Kanye West. The call follows a recent dinner which the former president hosted for Fuentes and West. The Coalition for Jewish Values has called on Trump to publicly denounce such utterances from them, while supporting a statement from U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, who said to Trump, quote, "You are better than this," unquote. Ellen Carr, who served as the State Department's anti-Semitism monitor under the Trump administration, posted on Twitter that he was disappointed with the former president, adding that no responsible president, in particular a former president, should be associating themselves with such people, who must be condemned for their disgusting and anti-American views. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan recently launched an exhibition at the United Nations headquarters focused on the Jewish Nakba, which refers to the expulsion of Jews from Arab countries and Iran in 1947. The event displays historical documentation which shows Jewish life and history in Arab countries and Iran prior to the expulsion following the implementation of the UN partition plan, when Arab countries then began to violently expel Jews, forcing hundreds to leave. Erdan says that the purpose of the exhibition is to highlight the untold story of how this plan impacted on Jewish lives, as opposed to the Palestinian Nakba, which happens to be well known at the United Nations. He believes that for 75 years, the United Nations has been subjected to a completely false story about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, emphasizing that he will continue to fight for the truth and against the false narratives which Palestinians and their supporters spread. B'nai B'rith Canada's influence on Canadian school curriculums continues to gain momentum, as the country's Northwest Territories has now followed Ontario's example to introduce Holocaust education into their Grade 6 curriculum. During November, B'nai B'rith has met with senior education officials throughout Canada to motivate and promote Holocaust education in all curriculums. This announcement comes several weeks after the government of Ontario province announced that it is introducing a mandatory learning requirement on Holocaust education for the province's Grade 6 curriculum, which will be implemented in September 2023. And Birthright Israel is appealing for financial support to give all young Jewish adults an opportunity to experience Israel and establish a sound and ongoing learning experience, foundation, and relationship with the Jewish state. Philanthropists Dr. Miriam Adelson and Charles Brofman recently addressed a Birthright Israel Foundation's board meeting, calling on increased support from the Jewish community worldwide. They also appealed for new Jewish donors to come forward and assist more young Jewish adults to partake in the program, adding that as Birthright has just reached its 1 millionth participant landmark, it deserves the support of the global Jewish community. Recent reports indicate that Birthright Israel's budget has been cut, resulting in the organization having to reduce up to one-third of the amount of participants it can send to Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.